The McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform bill overcame a major obstacle in the Senate yesterday, with more potential landmines ahead today and tomorrow. Nevertheless, Republican John McCain and Democrat Russ Feingold, who have been working on the bill since 1995, continue to move towards a final vote. And for the first time, senators have started talking about it as something that might, just possibly, become law. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
McCain and Feingold built their bill around the idea of banning soft money. That's the money that party committees can raise in unlimited amounts. In the 2000 election, it was worth almost $500 million total to the two major parties. The primary challenge to McCain-Feingold came from McCain's best friend in the Senate, Nebraska Republican Chuck Hagel. He proposed not to ban soft money, but to cap it at $60,000 a year from any donor.
It's real reform. It will change our campaign finance system. It will make it better, more accountable, more responsible.
Friendship aside for the moment, McCain and his allies dubbed Hagel's amendment a phony reform. Democrat Carl Levin of Michigan.
What the Hagel amendment does is shift the loophole. It doesn't close it. It continues to allow federal office holders, federal candidates, and national parties to raise the money for state parties, who will in turn continue to use that money in attack ads and in the so-called sham issue ads.
The Hagel proposal was voted on in three parts. The Senate adopted one part for more disclosure of campaign donors and advertisers. It rejected the other two and stuck with McCain-Feingold's total ban on soft money. But the bill makes little change in the main system of political fundraising, hard money. That covers the smaller, regulated contributions that go to party committees and directly to candidates. Two numbers are critical. Since 1974, the biggest amount anyone can give to a congressional or presidential candidate is $2,000 per cycle. And the most a donor can put into the system is $25,000 per year. Last night, Tennessee Republican Fred Thompson, a longtime supporter of McCain-Feingold, offered an amendment raising the $1,000 cap to $2,500. He would double the aggregate to $50,000 a year.
I take the back seat to no one in wanting to change the system so that we can have some pride in it. By keeping this hard money limit so low, we are hurting the system.
But the real threats to the McCain-Feingold coalition have come from the left, not the right, and this one does too. Some liberal advocacy groups and some Democrats want to keep the hard money limits where they are. They especially criticize the aggregate number. They said a husband and wife could write a six-figure check, something they are trying to stop on the soft money side. Chris Dodd, a Connecticut Democrat, ridiculed Thompson's proposal. Then Dodd did an about-face.
If we're serious about this and recognizing coming to compromise, those of us who support McCain-Feingold that want to see us send a bill to the president that he could sign, then I would urge that we might try and find that ground.
And Dodd wasn't the only one thinking about President Bush. There have been rumors on the Senate floor that the president had said he would be willing to sign the bill. Never mind that the bill still faces some big amendments and hasn't even been debated in the House. An opponent of McCain-Feingold, Utah Republican Robert Bennett, said he doubted this talk would give the bill much of a boost.
The only impact that it could have would be among Democrats who hope the bill dies but want to vote for it, so that they could be in the position they have been in for years, which is being in favor of campaign finance reform, in quotes, while at the same time not having to live with it.
Whatever bill the Senate sends along the legislative pipeline, it might take longer than first thought. The plan was to hold a final vote before Friday, when a group of senators heads to Alaska. But as of last night, more than 20 senators had amendments they wanted to offer. So President Bush and everyone else may have to wait a bit longer to see what the Senate will do. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.